Australia appears set to introduce a new adults-only rating for violent and sexual video games after the states and territories struck an agreement. After months of deadlock, attorneys general meeting in Adelaide have agreed in principle to support a new R rating. New South Wales abstained from the decision, but the most populous state is expected to support the new system. Jason Om reports from Adelaide.
Gamers at a national convention in Adelaide are getting excited. Currently, they've had to download or import extreme games not available in Australia. Under a new system, they should be able to buy some of those games off the shelf.
I'm Oscar from Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Sarah Martin is an avid gamer and wears an orange wig and a schoolgirl's dress.
I think it's a good idea because, like, little kids shouldn't be able to play, like, really violent games. And it also gives us that are older able to play games at its full potential instead of being censored and cut back.
The Attorneys General have met again and again over many years, but couldn't find consensus on the R18 plus classification. But now they've finally come to an agreement.
The criticism that the Council of Attorneys General doesn't always make decisions can be put to rest today.
The government says the rating aims to protect children. Currently, some games rated R overseas fall into MA15 in Australia. The Federal Attorney General is Brendan O'Connor.
We've seen some compromise today. We now have in place draft guidelines that I believe protect the interests of children, also provide better parental guidance, and at the same time ensure that adults get to engage with adult-themed games.
It'll be up to the states and territories to decide how the law will work in their jurisdictions. The South Australian Attorney General, John Rau, says it'll be different in his state.
Our view is to fold the MA15 plus into the R18 classification when it comes in, so that in effect an extra sticker goes on top of the box. Where it says MA15, there will be an R18 sticker put over that MA15 in South Australia.
The agreement has won the cautious support of the Australian Christian Lobby, which criticised the previous draft guidelines. The lobby's Rob Ward doesn't want a barrage of extreme games coming into Australia, but has welcomed the new agreement.
What this appears, and again, depending on the detail, is that there will be no loosening and no increase in the number of and types of games that will be available, but rather a classification change.
But a new rating should give players more choice. Back at the Gamers Convention, organiser Grant Moritz says games are too often censored and heavily edited.
I think that a lot of the games that are coming in as censored versions or being refused classification are going to actually be able to bring in their entirety. So hopefully it's going to open up a lot more games that developers may not consider bringing over to actually be, you know, come here and get, you know, the same experience that the rest of the world is getting with that type of media.
And which games would you like to see?
Well, one of them, as an example there, is Left 4 Dead 2, which was a game that was censored for the Australian market. And so that one would obviously be able to bring it in. There was a lot removed there. I think the entirety of all the blood was removed from the game, which kind of it took out a lot of the experience from that type of game.
What's the attraction of all the gory detail?
I think it's just for the realism. It's kind of the immersion in the game. You want to be kind of immersed in the experience there. It's not just for the sake of violence or for the sake of blood or gore.
A new system would also save software developers time and money. Philip Mays is the director of a software company in Adelaide.
With an R18 rating, it means we can make one consistent copy of the game. We can release it everywhere. We don't have to create a censored version. It makes our support easier because we don't have to support two different copies. We don't have to have two different sets of legals. So it definitely makes it a lot easier.
Gamers shouldn't get too excited about all extreme games entering Australia. Those games are still likely to come under RC or refused classification.
Jason Om.